Growing up in the 1950s, I had a sense of being different from many of my friends and classmates. I was often the outsider and would rather be off in a quiet place than in a noisy, busy room. Some teachers labeled me sensitive, and that sensitivity extended to knowing how others felt without them expressing it. I felt their pain, their anger, their confusion, and also their joy. I became the friend that others relied upon when they needed a compassionate listener. Although it felt good to help others feel better about themselves, it often left me drained and tired. It wasn't until my late 30s that I came to understand that I was an empath and learned how to be of service to others while maintaining my own energy balance. Being an empath in everyday life can be a blessing when we learn how to balance this gift and our needs with the needs of others. My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, my friend Raven Digitalis, is also a lifelong empath who has dedicated much of his life to learning the tools of the balanced empath and sharing them with others. Raven is a neo-pagan priest and co-founder of an Eastern Hellenistic nonprofit multicultural temple called Opus Ima Obscure. Trained in Eastern philosophies and Georgian witchcraft, Raven has been an earth-based practitioner since 1999, a priest since 2003, and a Freemason since 2012. He's the author of Esoteric Empathy, Shadow Magic Compendium, Planetary Spells and Rituals, and Gothcraft. His website is ravendigitalis.com, and he joins me this week to discuss his new book, The Everyday Empath: Achieve Energetic Balance in Your Life.